From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times-Union that a few New York Republicans had mild rebukes for President Donald Trump after his latest racist Twitter tirade. Trump told four Democratic female lawmakers July 14th that they should, and I quote, go back, end quote, to their original countries. Three of the legislators were born in the United States. Representative Elise Stefanik tweeted July 15th, and I quote, it is unacceptable to tell legal U.S. citizens to go back to their home country, end quote. She called the president's statements, and I quote, inappropriate, denigrating, and wrong, end quote. On July 15th, Trump said the progressive Democratic congresswomen were, and I quote, free to leave if they want, and if they want to leave, that's fine, end quote. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the comments, and I quote, drip with racism, end quote. Other Republicans around the state could barely muster any criticism of Trump's comments. Representative John Katko said, and I quote, the president's tweets were wrong, end quote. All Republican Lee Zeldin would say is that, and I quote, there is not a single member of Congress who is not lawfully in the U.S. and can be forced to leave, end quote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. The Daily Freeman reports that New York Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ela announced July 15th she is resigning August 31st. A spokesperson at the Department of Education would only say that Ela will pursue another unspecified professional opportunity. Ela was Education Commissioner since 2015. And you can read more about that story in the Daily Freeman. Christina Coulter reports for Hudson Valley One that Joe Caroli's construction and demolition debris dump in Socrates keeps getting deliveries from trucks despite an order from the State Department of Conservation to shut down. Neighbor Mike Ferrero claims about six trucks a day are coming to the site. Ferrero, who has a video camera on the site 24 hours a day, said, and I quote, I have proof of what I see. I have proof of what's going on for anyone to see it. By violating these state laws that you are bluntly violating, why aren't they hauling him off in handcuffs? Nobody knows what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing, end quote. A DEC stop work order on July 2nd said that, and I quote, the department orders you to stop all earth-disturbing activities, excluding those activities necessary to install or maintain erosion and sediment control measures, end quote. Caroli's told Hudson Valley One that, and I quote, the DEC has asked me to start implementation of erosion and sediment control measures on my properties. I have been bringing in aggregate materials to improve my site on Route 212 and will continue to improve the site conditions to mitigate dust and runoff and to do grading work, end quote. DEC spokesperson Maureen Wren wrote in an email this week that, and I quote, DEC is pursuing an enforcement action that will include penalties and site cleanup for the continuing violations of all three Caroli's properties, end quote. Read more about that story at Hudson Valley One. The Albany Times-Union reports that about 750 homes in Greene and Columbia County could be getting broadband service soon, with more funding announced July 15th by the Federal Communications Commission. The $39.2 million in federal funding goes to local internet providers to build out their local systems. The money from the FCC's Connect America Fund will provide broadband for 260 locations in Columbia County, 537 in Greene County, 193 in Rensselaer County, 667 in Schoharie County, and for some other Capital Region counties. GTEL Teleconnections, MTEL Cable, Ostego Electric Cooperative, SLIC Network Solutions, and Verizon will receive millions of taxpayer dollars under the program. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.